Welcome to Better Hearing with Drew Dowler, a local show live on News Talk 105.7 and 540 KMLB. We invite you to call in with your questions or comments about how you or a friend can begin hearing better today. 324-1500 or toll free 1-800-259-1440. Now, here's your host, board certified in hearing instrument sciences, Drew Dowler.
Good morning, Monroe, West Monroe. Happy Labor Day. Man, I'm glad to be here this morning. It is Labor Day, and yes, this is a live show. Hey, some of us have to work. JR, I think he's kind of disappointed in me because I wanted to go ahead and do the show. But after a rerun last week, we just thought it would be bad form to go ahead and run another pre-recorded show. We ought to be here for you. And, you know, after this past everything that's happening, I just don't know what to think about things anymore. I'll tell you, I'm just glad to be here. I don't know. I hope everybody came through the storm well, although I know that's a misnomer. Heck, there's people just now getting power back on, and we have widespread damage, and the poor folks down in Lake Charles, I mean, I just can't even imagine what they're waking up to. But put your trust in the Lord, because Mother Nature, I'll tell you what, she can have her way with us at any moment. This earth is here. It's violent. It's what it is. It's Mother Nature. It's not nice to fool with Mother Nature, and she has no remorse, basically. I mean, that's just nature, and we just got to take it as it comes. Hey, Labor Day 2020. Man, this year is, I don't know if it can end soon enough with all the things that we've had thrown at us, you know, from the COVID and all the unrest in the world. But I'll tell you this, the unrest here in this country is unsettling, and we just hope to bring just a little sense of normalcy here this morning on this Labor Day 2020. This is Better Hearing with me. I am Drew Dowler. I'm your host of this hour. And if you're along with the ride, please don't hesitate to give us a shout up here. We have a movie quote this morning. We're up to $30. It hadn't been claimed now in the last couple of weeks. We have a $30 cash reward if anybody can name this movie quote. So call up here at 1-800-259-1440 or 324-1500. We're lost. We're super lost. If anybody knows the movie from which that came, don't hesitate to give me a shout, because it will earn you $30 this morning in cold, hard cash. All right, so we are talking about, I'll tell you what, the difference between hearing better hearing, in other words, because that's the name of the show, Better Hearing with me, Drew Dowler. And what's the difference between better hearing and purchasing a hearing device? You know, the truth of the matter is they have now, in an effort to make things easier for folks, easier, I guess, would be the optimal way to think about it, make hearing healthcare more accessible is the actual term, and making devices to where you could just go to the local drugstore or the big box, you know, and pick a box off the shelf, or maybe have a cookie cutter type delivery system, which a lot of folks have now. Hey, that's, if that makes it easier, man, all the better. But there is a distinct difference between buying a device and actually achieving the goal of hearing better. Better hearing is an effort. Better hearing comes with due diligence in the testing or the gathering of the information that's relative to the individual. Lifestyle, that's a big thing. What is the lifestyle of the individual? If my lifestyle is totally, let's just use the word mundane. When I say like that, if basically I get up and I make my breakfast and then I sit in front of the since I'm on radio, I'm going to call it what it is, the boob tube there, the one-eyed bandit, the movie, if watching the TV is the highlight of my day, Uh-oh, I've got a phone call coming in, and I don't know if that's going over the air, but I'll just decline that phone call. What I'm going to suggest to you is, if that is the highlight of your day, if you have no interaction between individuals, if the highlight is watching the news or watching your favorite movies, whether it's Westerns or sci-fis or whatever the genre you like, well, okay, I can see we're just having a set of TV ears, something that you can plug in into your ear canals and link to your TV, and man, that would be something that should be investigated. If that is the we got a phone call, JR. Hey, that's good to see. Now I will say this: if that is the highlight, then I can honestly say that buying a device and having a picking it off the shelf and going and buying the Serene or TV ears. Heck yeah, why not? What happened, JR? Uh-oh, no. Please call us back, but there is $30 on the line there, and we are hopefully having the listeners out there take advantage of this. It is Labor Day. We are here live. This is an active contest, so if you know that movie quote, we're lost. We're super lost. Well, you can definitely earn $30 for your trouble this morning. There it goes again, JR. I know my phone call was got another message. My son is a student coming in this morning, and I've got to take a break here in a minute to try to let them get into the office. I hope I'll be able to do that without losing connection to my the Facebook live feed. I'm not a whiz when it comes to this newfangled method of communication, but we're going to do the best we can. I think we have somebody going to claim that $30 hard cash this morning, or we've got a question hopefully coming in. If you have a question relative to better hearing, well, we'd love to have your phone call. You definitely earn a gift as well. I think we have one more set of the headsets from Walkers or the attenuators with the AM/FM tuner. That is Paul from Graphic, if that's what it's saying. All right, good morning, Paul. This is Drew. You're on the air. What movie did that come from, sir?
I believe it's Tropic Thunder.
You are absolutely correct. That was a funny movie. We're lost. We're super lost. And it is, Paul, we're not open today, but if you can come by the office, 105 McMillan, any day after tomorrow, we'll have an envelope with your name on it and information, and we will definitely just drop by 105 McMillan Road, and we will have an envelope with $30 cold hard cash for listening in this morning. Thank you.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, you have any questions relative to hearing or protecting your hearing? Since out of Graphic, a lot of noise there, I'm thinking.
No, not right now.
All right, man, appreciate you calling, appreciate you listening.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day. All right. Paul, he has won our contest, and it was the third day, so it had grown, and our cash prize was $30. And just for listening to the show, Paul now has earned himself $30. Thanks for the listening. Hey, Better Hearing, we're going to come back after this first little break. I'm going to try to make a quick switch so I can get my pilot into my office to do some more flight training. So, hey, we'll talk to you guys in just a minute.
Conversation sound muffled? Do you ask people to repeat themselves often? Are you sometimes completely misunderstood? It may be time to have your hearing assessed. At West Monroe Hearing Healthcare Center, we understand your concerns and are here to help you hear your best life. Call us today and schedule a complete hearing evaluation for just $125. We carry the latest state-of-the-art hearing devices, which you can evaluate for free. Start hearing your best life today by calling 605-3321. That's 605-3321.
West Monroe Hearing Healthcare. We solve hearing problems. world.
If you've got hearing problems, chances are we can solve them. We wanna get you back to life and living again with family and friends.
Better hearing, better living is waiting here for you.
West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
Is everything sounding distant? Are parts of conversations missing? We wanna make it perfectly clear so you can begin living again.
Better hearing, better living is waiting here for you.
West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
Now, we return live to our local show, Better Hearing with Drew Dollar on News Talk 105.7 and 540 KMLB. Join the show by calling 324-1500 or toll-free 1-800-259-1440. Now, back to Better Hearing with Drew Dollar.
Hello again, that is me. It is Drew Dollar, and I'm here with Better Hearing. We've had a contest winner this morning. We've had some likes coming up. And if you're watching us on Facebook, if you're catching that stream, we're streaming it both at KMLB.com and WMHHC.com. If you catch us there, please like us and follow us. We'd love to have you to be part of the West Monroe Hearing Healthcare family and appreciate the likes. Hey, we are talking about the difference between better hearing and just buying a device. Now, we covered that it was, you know, if our lifestyle dictates, I can definitely understand buying a assisted listening device like the Serenes or the TV ears or things of that nature. But if my life has and revolves around other individuals, our kids, our grandkids, our parents, our loved ones, if we're trying to be, how should I say, involved, engaged in life, then quite frankly, that's something that you really don't want to spend the least amount of money on. We want something that's going to become part of us, something that we can really learn to depend on. Now, that's a loaded statement, something we can depend on. I do have and have had in the past patients that become part of the family, and we have the conversation as, well, when I'm not wearing my hearing aids, I'm really just, I've heard all kinds of terminology, but deaf as a post. And, you know, it seems like it's exacerbated when I don't have the hearing instruments on. And let me be first and foremost and say properly fit hearing help, but in the form of properly fit hearing devices, hearing aids, are not going to damage your residual hearing. They're not going to be the culprit. But if you don't have something that totally attenuates the outside information, the fact that you have ears that are still accessible to all the damaging noise that we're around daily in any kind of active lifestyle, because the truth is we've just created a noisier world. It's hard to go to just a nice restaurant to where you have a good atmosphere for holding conversation. And unfortunately, with all the noise we generate, a lot of it happens to be, let's just say, not hearing friendly. Point and text, unless you're in a sound engineered vehicle, something that's really designed to be quiet, at highway speeds, most vehicles have a noise floor between 70 and 80 decibels. That's with the tire vibration on the ground, the engine vibrations, the wind coming across. All the different sounds that we're hearing at highway speeds culminate in a noise floor, in essence, that's getting very near OSHA standards for wearing ear protection. And then what do? Well, we make it more comfortable. We turn on the air or heat, depending on the time of year, and turn that fan up to get that nice and comfortable in there for us. And then, of course, we want to hear our news prognosticators or our or our favorite music that we like to listen to, or whatever it happens to be that we're gonna pipe into that environment. And just in the point where maybe I know what song's playing, or maybe I can't quite discern what it is, in most cases I've already exceeded 90 decibels, which far exceeds OSHA standards for if I'm in an environment over 4 hours and I'm going to need some hearing protection. And we do that routinely. So all I'm suggesting to you that a cumulative process is taking place. Life, as we know it, is noisy, and the cumulative involvement in the noise day to day, the fact of the matter is hearing is perishable, and the more time you accumulate in noisy environments, the more prevalent the loss of hearing. They're saying in excess of 54 million folks in this country alone. I think that's very, conservative. I know that in years past they were doing entry-level tests. When I say entry-level, college entrance level kids, basically going into college first year. So we're talking 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. And the assessments they were doing were delineating, if you will, those who were already exhibiting signs of noise-induced hearing loss, and those numbers were staggering. So I will suggest to you that the prevalency, the amount that we will see, will continue to increase. And here's the downside. The today's show being based on, you know, what's better, hearing, the best hearing you can get, making the best use of the hearing that I have, if you will, better hearing, or just buying a device. That's where the terms become relative, because yeah, I can make sounds louder, but a lot of times, folks, making sounds louder has its own set of repercussions, and that probably will not be in your best interest. And so that's why a lot of those devices, when they're purchased in that manner, end up in a drawer, not used. And that's kind of used as a conversation piece. Oh, I got these. They were $19.99. And yeah, I can hear a pin drop over there. But yeah, somebody talks to me and it about blows me out of my chair, you know. Those kind of things are quite common. And that's not what better hearing is all about. Better hearing is something that you can incorporate in your life that doesn't detract from your life. In fact, totally, the cognitive invisibility should be thought of as what a hearing device should be. I shouldn't even be aware that I'm wearing a device. It should just be part of my person. It's one of the first things I put on in the morning and one of the last things I take off at night. And then other than that, missed when they're not present. And I tell you, that to me seems to be more important. In my estimation, that is the big deal. When you know what they're doing, when you want them in your life, not that they're taking away from you, it's just they're adding so much more to your life. And that's the difference. I mean, when you know that, and then, hey, that's when we're on the gravy train, if you will. That's when we actually can see and put into hard, there's no guesswork anymore. You know exactly what they're doing. Now, does that mean everything's going to be perfect? And the simple answer there is absolutely not. But it should be as close to a normal hearing condition as one should remember. Now, when I have folks who have been compromised for many, many years and their discrim or how well they're using the information they're gathered, when those individuals and our test assessments have been made and they're understanding about half of what, good morning, Richard, I'm glad you're here, sir. When they're understanding about half of what's offered, then therein lies the real issue, guys. The understanding that in test conditions, that's my target. 100%, you know, I didn't say 100% was there. I'm going to try to make best use of the 50 or 60 or 70% discrim, whatever is there. We're going to try to make best use of that discrim. And then if we can just hold on to that thought because therein lies the issue. Thanks for the like, guys. Appreciate y'all, the ones that are listening on Facebook Live. But remember, we're here at 1-800-259-1440 or 324-1500. I always like to hear from folks, so if you want to be part of the show or have any question relative to what we're talking about today, which is the hearing device or better hearing, which is most advantageous. And without reservation, I'll always say you want somebody that's going to strive to get you hearing as best you can. And not only that, but to keep you hearing. There is the chore. And it happens to me, guys. I mean, I'm sitting there, I had a bad cell on a battery, and it took me a few minutes a day to realize what was going on. But a simple swap between the ears let me know real quick that the battery was causing my issue. And sometimes batteries do malfunction. There's quite a little bit of technology inside those little zinc air cells. How batteries are stored is a big deal. But hey, anything made by man can fail and usually will at the most inopportune times. And if your facilities or your brain's wrapped around another task, or if you're involved in a whatever it is, a book or a TV or whatever you happen to be involved in, and something starts acting up, well, it might take you a little while. A cup of Joe and the Drew Dollar Show. Yeah, there you go. That's a good start off to the morning. Can y'all believe it? It's Labor Day 2020. I mean, I'm sitting back here after the last week, and I've got to tell you, I don't know who else out there was impacted like us. It wasn't a big thing. It wasn't a terrible thing. It was just a mess. And I know that's not true for a lot of folks and probably a lot of folks listening. I mean, trees fell on homes and on cars and on, it's just horrible, what nature can do. I mean, and nobody wants that. And it does happen, but I know in my, it was just a mess, and I know it took almost three and a half days to clean the mess, which was my yard, and I just know I've suffered from the dust that I generated from that effort. There were just clouds of dust, and we just recently got back from up north. In fact, we missed the hurricane because we were north, and I just got pollen alerts just a while ago from up there, the ragweed and nettle and all these different things that are in the air, and then we're adding all this dust. And I don't have the COVID, but I do know that I have definitely had some respiratory effects from all this dust I've been immersed in. So y'all, if y'all are careful, use those masks, try to shield yourself from a lot of that dust. I know they're not hardly going to work on dust, much less a microscopic pathogen. But anyway, that's another story. Better here, and we'll continue here. We're going to go to this next break, and we'd look forward to anybody that's up this morning to give us a call. As long as not driving, we'd love to hear from you.
Conversations sound muffled? Do you ask people to repeat themselves often? Are you sometimes completely misunderstood? It may be time to have your hearing assessed. At West Monroe Hearing Healthcare Center, we understand your concerns and are here to help you hear your best life. Call us today and schedule a complete hearing evaluation for just $125. We carry the latest state-of-the-art hearing devices, which you can evaluate for free. Start hearing your best life today by calling 605-3321. That's 605-3321.
West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
If you've got hearing problems, chances are we can solve them. We want to get you back to life and living again with family and friends. Better hearing, better living is waiting here for you. West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
Everything sounding distant, are parts of conversations missing? We want to make it perfectly clear so you can begin living again. Better hearing, better living is waiting here for you. West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
solve hearing problems.
Now, we return live to our local show, Better Hearing with Drew Dollar on News Talk 105.7 and 540 KMLB. Join the show by calling 324-1500 or toll-free 1-800-259-1440. Now, back to Better Hearing with Drew Dollar.
Hey, I heard it through the grapevine that we're talking about Better Hearing. And, yes, I am Drew Dollar, and, yes, this is live on this Labor Day 2020. So glad you're with us this morning. I did have a movie quote winner today. We had a nice little prize for him, $30. It was last three folks that Richard, actually. I have Richard talking to me Facebook there, and he's talking to me about heat records out west. And I know they're having some terrible fires. And I'll tell you what, man, Mother Nature can throw. She is a beast sometimes, I'll tell you. So hot, I saw a coyote chasing a roadrunner, and they were both walking. Man, that's hot. That was a good one, though, Richard. I appreciate you listening, buddy, and y'all stay cool if you can. Makes it hard on golfing, I'm sure, out there at that kind of heat. I know that immediately after the storm, it seems like that was the big thing. There's so many people without AC because their electricity was off, and, man, it was just sweltering hot here. And when you have, let's just say, the humidity, like I know Richard and them, it's hot out there, but when you add that 80, 90, 100% humidity, the humidity so thick you can cut it with a knife, and those here in this geographical area know you walk outside and it's just like you just come out of the shower. You're totally wet within seconds and, man, trying to work. And I don't know. I've put on a little weight since I've gotten older, and I've really had to start being careful as I work and sweat. Man, clothes will chafe on you, and golly, man, it gets miserable in a hurry. I do like when we go up north, my wife and I, We get up there, we get away from the humidity in the mountains, and we have that beautiful emerald green water, which is Beaver Lake. I don't know, I just can't describe that to you, but if you ever get a chance, you get an opportunity, there's some wonderful facilities up there, Beaver Lakefront cabins and all kinds of things that are available to visitors in and around Eureka Springs. But that Beaver Lake was the attraction for us. Working on getting my fishing rigs ready, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to one day when I do retire from this endeavor. I would like to have a guide service on Beaver because it's such an interesting body of water. Good morning, James. I appreciate you watching, and I hope you're feeling well, brother. James has been under the weather a bit, but hey, I'm glad you're on with us this morning, and get to feeling better soon, sir. All right, hey, talking about things we enjoy, I'm here to tell you guys, when it comes to hearing, one of the things for me especially, and I'm just going to talk from my experience, but for me, the joy of hearing sounds, certain sounds, like the little coos of my grandbaby, I'll tell you what, as she's gotten older now, some of the little noises and sounds she makes that I would have been oblivious to. I mean, honestly, it would have totally just, and I'm not going to say flew over my head, it just wouldn't have been recognizable by me, but hearing her and her, what she's producing, if you will, as far as audible sounds, it's really heartwarming. It's something for me, means everything. And so that's what I think about hearing. I mean, I want to be fully engaged. If something's making a sound in my environment, soft sounds, I sure want to hear it. But at the same time, I mean, we're talking about a noisy world. Y'all heard me just earlier talking about old noisy world we live in, and that's the truth. So how are the devices working that's not immersing me in those sounds? And the truth of that matter is, I'm not going to be adding loudness on top of loudness to the extreme. I'm not going to be taking those loud things that's coming to my devices and then adding amplification on top of that. And see, that's the biggest, one of the biggest things you can say in today's technology. The hearing instruments are smart enough to understand the information that's being input to them. And it's smart enough to classify them as steady state noises or speech noises or whatever the noise is. There's different classifications. There's music. There's speech babble. And proximity starts playing into that equation too, where that noise is coming from. And let me suggest to you, if your brain is at all, let's say, confused about where the information is coming from, then right there is a big issue. All right, Richard has a question here. Does the humidity affect hearing devices than drier climates? Do they require cleaning more often? Hey, that's a wonderful question. I appreciate that. Does humidity affect hearing devices? And you know, in our area, yes, cleanings are more critical because moisture, that air in the atmosphere, is definitely one of our biggest concerns in a drier climate. Almost all of the manufacturers, and I'll say all of the big ones, are using a moisture system, a nano coating, where the devices are designed that all the moisture external, and we're talking sweat, we're talking rain, we're talking spray, whatever, wherever the water is coming from externally, that moisture will migrate away from the internal components by design. Now, the condensation in the atmosphere, that's the biggie. That's the one. And yes, humidity does affect how they work. You still need to get your instruments in the drier climates clean. Maybe not as often, but if you're active and you're really involved, engaged in activities outside, yeah. Good morning, Brenda. I'm glad you're here. You betcha. We definitely want to get them cleaned regularly. We recommend at West Monroe Hearing, we recommend that cleaning take place about every 2 months in our area. Sooner for people who are really active, and I've got some farmers out there, and you know who you are, that they need to come see me more often, and most do. And we do think that's so important for the effectiveness of the devices. Hearing devices will degrade as they become compromised with moisture, dust, and debris, the daily dirt we're involved in, if you will. You betcha. You're going to want to get those cleaned regularly. And more often, the more active you are. So if you are using devices, remember to get them clean. And if you say you heard it on the radio, say, Drew was talking to me, and I always recommend put me to the test. If you haven't had your instruments clean, come by. Tell them you heard me on the radio talking about it. I'll do the cleaning for you for free. Complimentary. We'll definitely get that resolved for you. And you can see for yourself the difference. Patients report that, oh, this is much better, much like they were. They're crisp and clear again. And a little bit of dust on a microphone, let me tell you, a little moisture on that microphone, the effect of that microphone is dampened and makes a huge difference in the production, if you will. And when you consider the proximity of that device to your ear, yeah, a little dust and debris becomes a huge issue for those who are struggling with hearing loss. Hey, man, hearing loss is no joke. If I'd have known, kind of, and I did know, I want to make sure folks realize that. I mean, I grew up in a hearing aid environment. My mom was involved in this from late 60s, early 70s. I mean, she was on the ground floor, if you will, as far as in her practices and what she was involved in. And I heard it growing up. But I still enjoyed rock and roll. I still enjoyed an active lifestyle. I did a lot of road trips and loved to listen to music, and I loved going to concerts. And I really do. I mean, I maybe enjoyed myself too much when it comes to sound. But hey, that's part of life. You got to do what you enjoy. I'm not going to back up from it, but my hearing, especially later in 60 years of age here this month, I'm definitely seeing the shortcomings, if you will, what's happened to a life involved, immersed in noise. And I definitely was not bashful when it come to noise. That's just part of life. I know that noises now tend to aggravate me more than they used to. I mean, I'm not going to back up from that. A minute, I get aggravated when there's a lot of loudness around me and I'm trying to concentrate on something and that noise is totally invasive. Noise does is invasive. That's one reason. I mean, every year, guys, I used to love to go with my family. We'd go to Destin and on the beach. We enjoyed Jetty East there, 500 Gulf Shores Drive. Anybody been out there? I mean, what a wonderful facility that was for years. Miss Phillip and crew, Phillip's passed now, was involved in terrible car wreck. But anyway, that's another story. All I'm trying to say is that's one of the reasons that we left and don't go back. We'll go back during the off season some, but there's nothing relaxing to me sitting in a cabana and you got people on either side of you listening to two different types of radios. Good morning, Debbie. So glad you're here. Thanks for the like. Hey, I gotta be frank when I say, I mean, yeah, should I get aggravated? Well, I'm not gonna lash out, but yeah, it stopped me from going and I just don't go there anymore because it sure is nice being in a nice, let's just say, out in the middle of nowhere on a beautiful emerald green water, taking and swimming in just, perfect conditions, if you will, watching deer come down to the water and drink, watching bald eagles, last two visits, seeing bald eagles. There's a difference. So our needs change, or what we want out of this life changes, and used to be noise, it wasn't even a factor. But now noise is a big factor. I mean, it's an irritant. And I started talking a minute ago about the loudness of things. The instruments are smart enough to not take loud input and add more, especially out of place loudness, where you don't get that from just the run of the mill things you buy off the shelf. That's not set for you. I don't even know that that's a parameter in those fittings. They're doing a one size fits all category. And I'm sorry, when it comes to hearing and what you want out of your, what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear, when none of that's taken into effect, nor is testing, isolating and understanding what we're up against is even considered. We're sticking something in our ear and it's what we get. And maybe we get two or three choices and maybe one of them comes close. But until you have something that's tailored, and I'll use that, not that I'm bringing out a needle and thread, but something. I'm not a haberdasher. Let me make that perfectly clear. And I sure, Miss Roger, I wish Hainlines was still open. How many folks out there miss Hainlines? I know I do, and didn't know what I had until it was gone. I think that's a song somewhere, isn't it? JR, it might be. Yeah, there you go. JR's usually pulling me out of the brush there as I go deeper and deeper into this swamp that is my brain. And this is my brain on hearing better. And all I know is everybody has different perceptions of what they like, what they dislike. And having something that's generic is not what you want if our ultimate goal is to hear better. There are devices, and unfortunately a lot of devices end up in drawers. And for me, that's just not an option. We do not want to go there. Look, guys, we're fixing to take this last break. We'd still love to have a phone call. We did have our winner this morning. Thank you, Paul, for listening. Movie quote of the day, but we'll see y'all in just a minute.
the conversation sound muffled? Do you ask people to repeat themselves often? Are you sometimes completely misunderstood? It may be time to have your hearing assessed. At West Monroe Hearing Healthcare Center, we understand your concerns and are here to help you hear your best life. Call us today and schedule a complete hearing evaluation for just $125. We carry the latest state-of-the-art hearing devices, which you can evaluate for free. Start hearing your best life today by calling 605-3321. That's 605-3321.
West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
If you've got hearing problems, chances are we can solve them. We want to get you back to life and living again. With family and friends. Better hearing, better living is waiting here for you. West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
Everything sounding distant, our parts of conversations missing. We want to make it perfectly clear so you can begin living again. Better hearing, better living is waiting here for you. West Monroe Hearing Healthcare. West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
Now, we return live to our local show, Better Hearing with Drew Dollar on News Talk 105.7 and 540 KMLB. Join the show by calling 324-1500 or toll-free 1-800-259-1440. Now, back to Better Hearing with Drew Dollar.
Hey, we're in the final lap. We're coming down. It's a close race, but we're going to finish this day strong. We're glad to be here, and we're glad that you're listening this morning. This Better Hearing on Labor Day. I can't believe we're here. JR is still looking at me. I think he's going to whop me in the head here for bringing me in this morning. But bringing him in, I'll tell you, I'm just a hard case when it comes. I just couldn't see bringing you two reruns, and this is Labor Day, and I don't know. For me, it's not work. It's kind of fun getting up here talking and being on the radio, and I feel like a star on Facebook where people can see my ugly mug, and we're just talking about things I love, which is getting you to hear as best you can. And when you find a facility like West Monroe Hearing, we are located at 105 McMillan Road, and we are here to help our patients hear as acutely well as possible for them. And that's our job. We don't back up from that a minute. We have an opportunity. It's on the radio. If you're listening to the radio in this area, you're going to hear that commercial. We go through all the testing protocol. There's a two-week trial. If you've bought hearing instruments, not happy, a perfect way to assess without spending an arm and a leg. It's a good, viable tool, and that's what we're offering. It is a tool to find out if you can see the difference. And, you know, for our patients that take advantage of that, I say a good many, and we're well in the 60 percentile that are take advantage, and then they realize, hey, this is what we're striving for. But, hey, there is that 40% window, and I'll be honest with you, I think that's what it's all about, having the ability to have that trial, to have that time to where you can learn those differences, and knowing and understanding those differences is what West Monroe Hearing is standing for. We want you to have all the information so you make good, educated decisions based on your hearing health. Now, hearing care is health care. There's no doubt about it. Hey, as I am here before you now, I've seen it so many times where people, their hearing is starting to diminish. It's really, like I said in earlier, hearing is a perishable, and understanding is perishable. It will, with intensity and time, diminish. And as that occurs, the brain, which is fully adaptable, and here's the thing, that's the rub, if you will, the brain will adapt to these conditions. One of the first things you do when you start struggling to hear is, even unbeknownst to you, you start reading people's lips. You will watch. It will be a let's just say, where you hone in on when you don't, and you do this totally, you're wired this way. The brain's going to try to take any physical advantage it can, and that'll be one of the first things that happen. And I kind of know when I first start talking to individuals, I'm trained to look at this, and I know almost immediately when I have somebody that's really in struggling and been struggling a while, because the intensity at which they focus, and that's the word that was evading me earlier, when that intensity upon their focus, because they do. Your brain wants to hear and understand, and that focus will be one of my first indicators that I really have an issue. And then, of course, as we go through the intake, if you will, the history that we've gathered via application, going through Facebook just went, there it went, come back up again. Going through that, we glean a lot of information, and, of course, what is put down on the paper. The intake form is then assessed, as well as the first images we get, which is the external ear canal, the pinna, the trying to look overall the patient. There's many times patients come in and they earn an immediate referral because there'll be an abnormal growth or there's something in where it shouldn't be. I mean, those are going to be the first things that a healthcare practitioner is going to be looking for. We don't want to cover anything by trying to mask it with a device. We want to make sure that we get and our patient health is the most important priority to us. After we've done our visual inspections, we know we have a clear view of the eardrum. There's nothing growing or occluding that ear canal. We go through a hearing test. That test contains several different types of tests where we do where we hear tones at different frequencies, and we find that, isolate that threshold in which you just start to hear that sound. Very important to ascertain. Then we find the most comfortable levels to hear speech noise, and then what we do is then find the uncomfortable level, which sounds become really intolerable to the individual. And once we do all that, and we then have the recognition as far as what we hear and at your comfort level and how well we're processing that information, we can then delineate. Good morning, Kathy. So glad you're watching. Good to see your name on front of my screen there. It's nice that you guys are out there. Hope the weather's good there today. Anyhow, we are, once we have that full picture of one's hearing capabilities, then we try to taking their lifestyle in consideration, what the highlights and the dislikes are. We then try to assess and give you the best idea of what we would recommend. And then, of course, looking at other concerns, budgetary concerns, we are going to try to fit with the best possible technology for, and like I said before, we want to buy as much technology as we can afford. I think that's really important to understand that if I want to engage fully in life, and I'm having a hearing problem, if I have a nerve-related hearing problem, which when I use a hearing device for the most cases, that's the problem. There are some conductive issues which we will also suggest and give our best case scenarios from. We hear two ways. We hear through air conduction and bone conduction. Sometimes there is some middle ear dysfunction that causes us a reason that amplification still will be a known and a reasonable application to correct that. But most cases we are dealing with a nerve related issue. And when we do go to apply that, then what I'm getting to in a long-winded way to say, and we're going to take everything that we know and we're going to apply to the best of our knowledge and give that person the best result that we possibly can. And then having the trial to find out if it's something that you can incorporate in your life. And I have people that just cannot, they're just not ready for it. And then you also have people, and I'll say this, the little devices are capable of so much, and people don't realize that they do record how much time they've been in use, the noises you're around. They're not recording the information. They're just looking at the noise that you're involved in, what kind of environment you're in relative to the sound. And then folks will try, and then you come back, and they say, well, I'm just not ready, or I just don't like them, which that's the one that kind of hurts my feelings, because then I go in there and look at that data log and see that they've worn them about 8 hours in a two-week trial. That's really kind of depressing, because then they really just didn't take the initiative to put them on and learn from that environment. So it was a total waste of time. And unfortunately, you get a lot of that. But let me suggest to you something I learned from Jordan Peterson. We have to treat ourselves as if we're worth something. That's really the end of the story, guys. If we don't treat ourselves like we're worth something, then therein lies the problem. And why and how he backs that up. In most cases, if those individuals that I'm talking about, and you know who you are when I talk to you, and you'll understand it here, you go to the vet, you take your animal to the vet, and that vet needs a prescription, or that vet tells you you need a prescription for your animal, you're going to work diligently to ensure that that pet's going to get everything that that vet said your pet needed. You're going to ensure that because the pet can't do it themselves, and you're going to work to that effort. But that same individual might go to the doctor and get a prescription, and yet they'll get the prescription filled in some cases. Some cases they won't, which there we go. There's the self-worth thing again. And then they'll get those prescriptions filled, and they'll put that prescription into that medicine chest, and maybe they hit it that first or second time, and then after that it's not, you don't go to the bottom of the prescription. Now, I'm not trying to be derogatory, I'm just stating facts. That happens more times than what you care to believe, and unfortunately, clinical psychologists is very, like I said, I love to listen to Jordan Peterson because the things he espouses to and brings to light are just amazing. And that's not coming from just hearsay. That's coming from a clinical practice of decades. So people are people, and I see those people because they'll take those devices, and they're going to be in a two-week trial, and they might have worn them for 8 hours. Such a sad, sad thing. Hey, look, we're coming up to this last minute here. If you listened and hung on this morning, thank you. Happy Labor Day to you. Thank you for being a part of West Monroe Hearing Better with West Monroe Hearing Healthcare. We are located 105 McMillan Road. Our office hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Friday, we close at noon. We will work with your schedule. If it's more convenient for you, you got to give us a call, and we'll have to schedule that. We are not open today, so Paul, remember, we'll be open tomorrow, so you collect your cash rewards. Hearing better, that's our job at West Monroe Hearing. See you guys next week. Thanks. Bye.
You've been listening to Better Hearing with Drew Dollar. If you'd like to speak with Drew, please call West Monroe Hearing Healthcare at 605-3321.